Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2:5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. We thank the Lord this morning. We thank God this morning. We thank God for allowing us to be here on this morning. Amen. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present, or the Lord is here. Certainly we do not want to do anything. Amen. If the Lord is not pertaining in it, God have a hand in it, because he's all knowing, he's all powerful, he's all seeing. I heard the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord is in every place, and we certainly thank God, amen, for being here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Just one more time, amen. I consider it as a honor and a privilege, amen, in the sanctuary. It's a radio station, but it seems like it's the platform when you become and minister the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord said it, that his word would not return unto him void. It will accomplish that. Yes, sir, which he pleased, and it will prosper whereto in the thing that he sent it. God will turn it around, I tell you. And it is the word of the Lord, amen, that's going to deliver you. It's the word of God that is going to be effective. The word of God said it's quicker than powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Come on here. We're fighting a spiritual battle and spiritual deceitfulness right now. But we got to have on the whole armor of God. You got to be suited up, my friend, here in these last and evil days that we live in. And we certainly thank God, amen, for our producer, amen, Pastor David Francure, for being in our midst just one more time. Amen. Such an honor to see the man of God. Amen. Every time I see him, amen, it's encouraging. Amen. Knowing that somebody, amen, is scribing the way that you're scribing. Amen. And the hope that would have been stored up and reserved in heaven for the believer. Amen. And amen. This is Minister Ezekiel Jones from Lively Stones Ministry. We greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know what other name to come in but the name of Jesus Christ. You know why? Because there's power in that name. There's deliverance in that name. There's refuge in that name. There's restoration in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Once you call upon the name of the Lord, I heard the Bible souls declare that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He didn't say might be saved, or perhaps you might be saved, or you got a chance to be saved. If you believed in the heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And it is good to confess, people of God. It's good to confess Jesus, amen, as Lord and Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for one more time, oh God, to be able to come before you, oh God, and to, in your name, oh God, we ask you now to go out. Oh Lord, somebody is in a place of unreconciliation. Somebody in a place of, God, of undecision making. Somebody's in a place of can't find a way. Somebody's feet, oh God, have slid and their steps is not being ordered by you. We ask you right now, oh God, to send the anointing, oh God, that they might be a tree planted by the rivers of water. Oh God, that they might be called the child of the living God. Lord, we ask you right now, oh Lord, to touch every mind, every heart, every soul, oh God, every individual that listened to this radio station. Truly, this station have been a blessing for years. And we just thank you, oh God, for your unmerited favor, and Lord, and what you all have done and what you're going to do in the future, oh God. We thank you for our listeners, oh God, that listen faithfully on this morning. They make it their business to listen to the radio station that they might hear a word of encouragement. And for that cause, we just going to come into an agreement and thank the people of God for their support and listening and having an attentive ear. The Bible souls declare, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they've been sent? And I don't know about you this morning, but I'm going to believe in the report of the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Elohimu, the Lord our God. Lord, we say all these in your name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Yes, yes, yes. We are, amen, certainly glad. We're very overwhelmed with joy on this morning. We had an opportunity on last Sunday to address the congregation over at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, and to be able to come and share forth the word of the Lord. And how many know that it's always an honor and a privilege to come before the name of the Lord. The Bible souls declare in 1 Peter 3:15, always be ready to give an answer. But he must, before Peter began to say that, he says, sanctify the Lord thy God in your heart. As you begin to soak in that, and allow that thing right there to just meditate in your mind. Sanctify the Lord thy God in your heart. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. The righteousness of what? The righteousness of Jesus Christ, that he became sin for you, that you might become the righteousness of God in him, because he was already righteous from the beginning. The man had speak no guile that was found in his mouth, and he was brought as a slaughter before the sheep in her shears, but he opened not his mouth, said not a word, because he was about his father's business. It had to be done. It was rather expedient, or it behooved Jesus Christ to take on the sins of the world. And that's why, amen, that we can call upon his name now. Oh grave, where's thy victory right now? Oh death, where's thy sting? Defeated death, glory to God. A man that made himself of no reputation, but took upon himself the form of a servant. And as you being a servant of God, and to serve, and as police officers serve, and I see their car say protect and serve. It is their duty to protect and to serve and to go out every day and to make sure there be peace within our community. And it's the same thing with the word of the Lord, to be peace. Peace within yourself, the tranquility of the peace of God. Jesus went up to the mount and said that a beatitude, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I mean, we only say bless are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I see, I ain't talking about this peace that the world offers you, that you feel as though some folk feel as though they got it all figured out. And, you know, yes, you might have thousands and thousands of dollars in the bank, a couple hundred thousand in the bank, and you stand in a nice home, $400,000-$500,000 home, and luxuries of living, and all kind of property. You got a Jaguar out front, Mercedes Benz, 2026-25, but what a profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his only begotten soul. What did a profit? It is time now to give God his due, to come into reference of the Most High God, and how God have allowed us to see yet another day. And it ain't no coincidence that you got yourself here, that God have been protecting you henceforth, until the time of your youth, until this time now, that you might turn from your wicked ways. The Bible souls declare, 2 Corinthians 7:14, if my people, see, you are the people of God. Even though you have not got yourself in a position or came up under the ordinance of God, and you continue to run and run from the word of the Lord. But the word of God is a light, and it's a lamp unto your path. And a man cannot truly find his way unless he be orchestrated or transformative by God. Jesus began to say that a man that walketh in darkness or walketh at nighttime stumble, because he's full of darkness. And things appear to be lining up in a one's life, and it appears that you're on the right track. But my friend, if you haven't confessed the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior right now, if you have not delivered your situations or relinquished everything unto him, the Bible says you're walking in darkness. Jesus say, walk in the light as he's in the light. And then as we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Because what? Because he is light. And there's no darkness in him at all. I come to drop a few words into your spirit on this morning, and to understand and to realize that if we stay prepared, we don't have to get prepared. I heard somebody say that if I stay ready, I don't have to get ready. Which means that when I'm walking through the spiritual war zone, as the world seems like it's in a upside down or a decline, if you would, because there's still so much of violence and sinful acts and heinous crime and folk picking up weapons and taking one life. But it is only God who comes and execute judgment on a one's life. And it's only God who, amen, choose if you're going to go see the king or if you have made hell your destination. And we're living in a time now where we need to come to grips with that and come to the finality of that and the totality of that, of what that actually literally means, that if I stay ready, I don't have to get ready. No, stay ready and stay prepared and always be ready. See, we always have to give an answer to every man that asks us, what is the hope and the fear that is within us, with meekness and in with fear. And taking on the name of Jesus Christ and taking Jesus with you everywhere you go. And I'm talking about living in a life of not by form, shape, or fashion, or not looking for a show or looking for a pat on the back. It is Jesus who have called. It's Jesus who sets, amen, aside. For he have divided his folk into the sheep path of to knowing him, because a stranger they would not follow. So we either going to be sheep or we going to be goats. See, he was the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. And he was brought as a lamb before the slaughter of the sheep. He was the sacrificial lamb for the atonement of a one sin. And coming into a realization of that, into being atoned by the blood of Jesus Christ, that it is once appointed for man to die. Come on here. We need to cut to the chase and to know what our salvation really is, and to know that we're living in a time and living in the last and evil days, that you look upon the world now, that the global warning that it is continuing to get hotter and hotter every year. This time we had a cold freeze and then just dried up everything on the earth. God is in the storm. He's in the weather pattern. But men love darkness rather than light. In the book of Isaiah, that chapter 5, verse 14 said, therefore hell have enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. And their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into it. This is the time where the children of Israel, a very rebellious nation, people of God, people who knew God at some point, but they know of him, but they really didn't have a personal relationship with God, because God said that I am he. I am the one that sit up and put down. And before the day was, I am he. Before even much this day was formed, amen, God is already he, that he created light. Glory to God. But these folks, amen, had forgot all about God. So in terminology aspect of it, as for a form of amnesia, that I am the same God that have split the Red Sea and allowed the children of Israel to be on dry ground, and Pharaoh and his horsemen, amen, was swallowed up by the water. I am the same God that when, amen, glory to God, that when David, amen, shot the slain shot and defeated the giant, amen, I am he. And we done got to the point where we have got slothful into knowing who God is. And it is a point now where E-Much at times where when we was in our state of dilemma, but we have came over to the Lord's side. And our love have somewhat departed. We don't, amen, show the agape love. We don't, amen, recognize and greet one another as times pass. At some point, we have forgot, amen, to assemble ourselves together. A lot of times, Satan wants you isolated because you're not strong enough. See, listen, I'm trying to tell somebody this morning on the message was, I am not nervous. I'm not nervous. I know where my destination is heading. I'm not confused. Satan is the author of confusion. You got to get in a point where you're not being caught up in between two opinions. For I'm going to stand for what is right and the righteousness of God. I'm going to live a life of a God-fearing life. And you have to ask yourself this question: what do I want to be remembered of? When folk come see you coming, walking up to you, as far as a impression that you're leaving on somebody when they say, "There goes the man of God." See, I can say this here about this man of God. When I walked up to the building this morning, there go a man of God. And we always are a daughter of God. We always want to leave a good impression when we are coming and we're going. Jesus made a good impression. I'm reminded when he was riding into the holy city of Jerusalem on the day of triumph. And Jesus began to say these words, that if these people don't praise me, even much the rocks will cry out, "Praise the Lord." And I don't know about nobody else this morning, but the having that God have not given you the spirit of back down, but he have given you, amen, the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. God have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, of sound mind. You can overcome fear with your faith, but hell have enlarged itself here. And we're living in a time now where we need to be reminded that everything around us is being shaken. But we can't get into a point where we allow the enemy to knock us off course and to knock us off where God is, where he have us heading at. Let us look at 2 Thessalonians. We're running out of time, and we're going to go ahead on and get out the way. But let's look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Glory to God. And it talks about where lawlessness, that the man of sin that is going to present himself, and he say that he will be like the Most High God. And this is the Antichrist. And the Antichrist have already somewhat of emerged. But we don't want to be here in the tribulation. We want to be caught up in the rapture to meet the Lord in the air. See, it's time to stop swimming around the shores and to launch out into the deep and to understand that what a mighty God that we serve. That God is able to do more than exceeding and abundant. Above all that you ask or think, by the power that rests upon you, the power that he have stored on the inside of the child of God. And I'm fully persuaded this morning that we're slacking in some spots where we can hold hard. And don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled in the days that we're living in right now. Don't be soon shaken right now. For there will be a falling away from the church. That we're living in a time of apostasy where folk will turn from God. Well, they would rather hear a fable than rather hear the truth of God. So therefore, God have turned their minds into a reprobate, into an infidel. Because you would rather hear someone lie to you than to hear the word of the true living God. Listen, our time have come and gone. Thank God, amen, for this opportunity once again to be here. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible says declare, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Don't put it off. Don't put off what you can get done today. Don't put it off for tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day, is the appointed time, as Job has said, all the days of my appointed time where I wait until my change come. Your change have already arrived, friend. It is here. Amen. Live and well. God will equip you. Amen. God, we're spiritual restoration. Somebody need to be spiritual resurrected. Amen. On this morning. Somebody have turned from the Lord. Amen. But it's time to turn back. The Hebrew word, amen, for repent. Amen. Is dashufa, which is to turn or to turn back. Amen. To God. And to realize that God is able to do more exceeding and above all that thing. Shout out real quick for the Tabernacle Church of the Living. We want to thank, amen, Pastor Harriet Gordon. Also, amen, Overseer Dorothy Gordon for your hospitality. Amen. Come out this week. Amen. March 18th and 19th, Wednesday and Thursday. Amen. Two-night revival. Amen. And here, amen, the woman of God. Amen. Come and support the church. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for everything and all the endeavors. Amen. Thank God for each and every soul, amen, that is coming out. Come out and hear what the Lord is doing, amen, at this hour. Amen. We thank God, amen. But we're going to get out the way now. We thank God, amen, for you allowing us, amen, to come into your homes, to come into your cars. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To having an ear to hear what the Lord, amen, is saying. Amen. At this time and at this hour. But we need to get ourselves in a rejoicing state, certainly. Amen. And to continue to know, amen, that the Lord, that God is working everything out, amen, for your good. Somebody saying that. What do you mean, preacher, that he's working everything out for my good? Inflation is going up and it seems like I can't get a raise on the job. Amen. It seems like I'm just struggling and my feet slipping and sliding all over the place. But I come by the radio station to tell somebody this morning, amen, that you just relinquish that thing unto the Lord. Amen. And be optimistic. Amen. And to be hopeful. Amen. God will, amen, prevail. Amen. That many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. But the Lord shall deliver them. Amen. Out of them all. So you got to come and to understand and get your mind on Jesus Christ. Get your mind, set your mind, your affection, amen, on things which is above, not things on this earth. Glory to God. That these things that ever came profit you, we thank God for you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.